I've got an email here from Narinda in India, and he who asks, why is a king cobra not affected by its own venom? Which is a really good question.
It is, because lots of people say the snakes are in some way immune, but the reason is the same reason that you don't die from your own gastric or stomach juices, which, if they get into the wrong part of your body, will kill you very effectively. When people have pancreatitis, which is where the pancreas, which is connected to your gut and secretes all the enzymes that break down your lunch, where that gets inflamed and the degradative juices get into your bloodstream, this can actually cause quite severe damage to your body, and it can cause lung damage and it can cause other forms of inflammation. So that's very bad. So the snake uses exactly the same strategy that you do, which is that it makes the venom, which is a kind of protein. It's a tiny protein, which it can make lots of, and it has it in a sac, which it stores up in its head. And it's connected to the two fangs at the front, which are hollow. And then when the snake bites you, this sac squirts the venom out down the teeth and into your skin. But if you look at the venom gland, it's actually lined by very specialised cells that keep the venom there and not in the snake's body. So there should be no access between the venom and the snake's body. And when I spoke to someone who is a venom expert, they said you can also detect antibody to their own venom in some snakes. So just in case some spilled over, I think they have this sort of backup plan, which is they have some anti-venom already built in to mop it up and make sure it doesn't go any further.
So could one cobra kill another cobra by biting it really badly then? That
would be... Probably, I think so.
Yeah, if they're immune but not that immune.
That's a possibility.
So.